You are listening to KDNK. My name is Megan, intern with the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program, and I am in the studio with Tom Yaren, Renee Hemsing-Patton, Mario Rivera, and Eric Hagen of the Ajax Quartet. These four musicians have been participating in the Aspen Music Festival and School all summer, and since their founding in the fall of 2016, they have been studying with the Grammy Award-winning Takax Quartet as graduate string quartet residents at the University of Colorado. It's a thrill to have them here at KDNK, so before I get the scoop from them on their upcoming performances and what they've been up to in Aspen this year, I'm going to let them play a little bit for us, and I'll let them go ahead and introduce themselves and what they will be playing for us.
Hi, we are Ajax Quartet, a string quartet based in Boulder, Colorado, and we'll be playing the first movement of Ravel's string quartet for you.
Thank you.
Yay! Thank you, guys. So, if you can, tell me a little bit about that piece. Was it a favorite, one that you've played before, or...
Yeah, it's definitely one of our favorites. We've been playing it for a while. We put it on a recital, I guess that was back in about April, right? So that's the most recent time when we've really performed it. But we've always kind of just had it in our back pockets to play at all sorts of different things. So.
Awesome. Sounds like it belongs in a Disney film to me. And I'd like to apologize. I have the four of them crammed in the studio. This is probably the closest you've ever played.
Yeah. One of them.
Could be.
Yeah. Well, how did you get involved with the Aspen Music Festival? How long have you been involved with there?
So this year we did it. We auditioned for the festival back in, I guess, was it the fall? Oh, in January. Yeah, so we're based in Boulder during the year, mm-hmm. and we actually come out to the Aspen area and play in the public schools during the year. So we came out in the fall and did outreach in public schools. We did concerts and little educational series and worked with some of the young orchestra kids. And then, but yeah, this is our first time with the Aspen Festival during the summer as part of the quartet program.
Awesome. And have you been spending most of your time playing or coaching?
You mean during the summer festival?
Yeah.
Playing.
Awesome. Out on the streets?
Well,
if we had time, we would play more on the streets.
A little bit of that.
Sometimes I see quartets out there in those squares. But
yeah, we've played on the streets a couple times in Snowmass and once in Aspen.
Aspen. Awesome.
Yeah, we spend every day rehearsing, basically.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then I was reading on your website that you guys have been working with the, how do you say it, TACAX quartet?
Takash.
I cannot pronounce it. But how's that been?
Incredible. It's such a joy to work with them. And I mean, they really, it was kind of a unique circumstance in which we started studying with them because we formed at the University of Colorado mm-hmm. Boulder. And most of the groups that go through the quartet residency program have preformed and, you know, have been around somewhere else. And then they auditioned. So we actually knew the members of Takash before we got into the program, and we had done a little bit of coaching with them before we were officially studying with them too. Mm-hmm. So, but they're all just absolutely incredible musicians. I mean, they've been around, that quartet has been together for like 43 years,
right.
And two of the members were original up until this past year. So,
yeah, I was watching some YouTube videos of them, and they were telling jokes about how when they stay and check into hotels, they ask to be as far away from each other as possible.
Yeah, different rooms, different hotels sometimes.
Yeah.
Years, we'll do that too, I think.
That's awesome. Do you guys have your own aspirations of one day winning a Grammy or some other prestigious award?
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Winning a Grammy sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
When you're at our stage, you usually start out with doing competitions, and those usually start in the spring. So mm-hmm. we did do a couple competitions last spring, and we'll see if we do some this coming spring. So that's kind of how you get your feet wet in that.
Right. Awesome. And what makes you guys such a strong musical group, do you think? Do you think that you guys have skills that you play off of each other? Or
thanks for saying that.
Yeah,
I think that we, I mean, there's a lot of different ways that quartets go, but I think that we are more in the vein of quartets that have very different personalities inside the group. So it's, mm-hmm. and that comes with its own set of advantages and challenges as well. Like we have to take that and make something cohesive out of it so that it sounds like we're all saying the same thing. But on the plus side, we all bring a lot of ideas to the table and are always trying to, you know, make things sound the way that we want it. And so the challenge is agreeing on what that is.
Okay. Cool. And what can you guys tell me about your upcoming performances?
So we actually have one in a few hours at 5 o'clock in Aspen at the Pitkin County Library. We'll be playing Arriaga Second String Quartet, Bartok Second String Quartet, and Schubert Death and the Maiden. And that's a free concert in Aspen tonight. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow we'll be, well, actually, Saturday morning at 10 a.m. we'll be playing alongside the two other quartets, the Ceres Quartet and Camilla Quartet, that are in the program with us. So that's 10 a.m., I think, at the Pepke Auditorium in Aspen. Yeah, and that'll be our final performance before we leave Aspen.
Okay.
At the festival, but if there are any less listeners that are going to be in Steamboat for the next week, we're also doing two opera productions, one of Don Giovanni and one of Janáček's Cunning Little Vixen at Opera Steamboat next week.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And I saw that you guys will be at Carnegie Hall on November 5th. How excited are you for that?
It's very,
very exciting.
Yeah. Is that your first time?
It will be for me, as a group, for sure.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And actually, right before that, we're going to Finland to play in Helsinki, because we're playing a Finnish piece that one of the composers at our school wrote. So we're really excited for that too. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Do some Europe touring. That's awesome. And finally, I asked you guys this outside, but do you know any good string musician jokes?
I feel like we always default to viola jokes.
Yeah. What does a viola's finger and a bolt of lightning have in common?
What?
They never strike twice in the same place.
It's funny because it's not true.
Well, that's awesome. Well, thanks you guys so much for coming in. That was the Ajax Quartet, also known as Tom Yaren, Renee Hemsing-Patton, Mario Rivera, and Eric Hagen. You can hear and read more about them on their website, ajaxquartet.com. I'm Megan Weber, and thanks for listening to KDNK.